Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, My Sheep Hear My Voice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Matthew 11. Now skip on down to verse 25 or so here for time's sake. All of this is rich and good, but we're focused on this. At that time, Jesus answered and he said, I thank you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hid these things from the wise and prudent, and you have revealed them unto babes. Keep reading. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in your sight. This is Jesus at prayer, talking to the Father, and we're listening in. He said, all things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knows the Son but the Father, neither knows any man the Father save the Son, and who else is going to know him? And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Verse 28, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Keep that in the context of what we just read. You know, one of the things that will make you the most unstable and without rest is not knowing. Not knowing. Not knowing what's God. Not knowing what's not God. Not knowing, do I go? Do I stay? Do I do this? Do I not do that? That's torment. Yeah. But if you want rest, it's achievable.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. You know what he's going to do with that yoke? He's going to steer you. I said he's going to steer you with that yoke. Learn of me. Now, this yoke's not a bad thing. When you hear yoke, don't think. His, notice that, my yoke. This is not what the devil would try to put on you. This is his yoke. Learn of me. And what's the, of all the things he could have said, learn about me. What did he say? I am meek and lowly in heart, and this is how you'll find rest unto your souls. When you quit being stubborn and submit to his yoke.
Amen.
Come on, are you listening? When you quit being prideful and admit you don't know, and you want him to show you which way to go. Come on, are you listening? When you do this and you humble your heart, you just tuned your receiver to him and you're going to start picking some things up. Just like that. You'll begin to pick things up. But if you harden your heart and you stiffen your neck, you shut off your hearing. You won't hear. You won't see, you won't understand. And you can imagine it's because God won't talk to you. And it's just not true. He is saying something to you. You're just not hearing it. He is endeavoring to show you things. You're just not seeing it. Because it's not physically discerned. It's not mentally discerned. It's spiritually discerned. He is spirit. And you are spirit.
Yes.
And he doesn't lead you by the holy mind.
Amen. Come on.
He leads you by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Who is in your spirit. That's how he leads us. So the more spiritual we become, don't let your mind race off on a tangent on what that means. The more spiritual you become, the more you hear, the more you see. The more you understand and you realize, well, that was there all the time. That's been there for 20 years. Because he doesn't change. I said he doesn't change, and he is faithful. He's, if he told you he would lead you in his word, how many believe there's no way he's not going to do that? Trying to get him to lead you is knocking on the wrong door. Now, I left me out in the woods begging. Do you remember that? Let's don't leave me there. That's not a good place to be. I, begging God. Talk to me. 19 years old. Please, God. What do you want? Just tell me what you want. And I'm trying to hear him with these. I'd look up in the night sky. Maybe he'd write something in the sky. Maybe you're laughing, but you ain't never done anything like that. Maybe some stars will do some stuff. I mean, God, I'm trying to be led externally. I'm trying to be led from out here, which is where millions of believers are right now. So when I talk about that, I'm not making fun. That was me. And I mean for months and months and months, I did this. Couldn't get settled. Couldn't get any direction. And I did the same thing in our little Pentecostal church, trying to get filled with the Holy Spirit. Have you heard me talk about it? You've heard me talk about it. Phyllis, Catholic girl. She'd never seen all this Pentecostal stuff. And they're having a meeting, and I mean, I did this, I don't know, several times over the course of a couple of years, a period we're talking about. They'd have a meeting, and when they'd give an altar call, people would come down and get filled with the Spirit, and they didn't teach about receiving, they just taught tarrying. So we'd just come to the altar and tarry. Yeah. And sometimes I start tarrying at 8:30 or 9, and still be tarrying at 1 in the morning. And Phyllis told me later, she's sitting back in the back. This is all new to her, you know. She's thinking, and she's praying, God, whatever it is he wants, would you please give it to him so we can go home? And eventually she thought, well, maybe it's me. I don't know anything about this. This is new to me. Maybe I'm holding him up some way. So she got up and came to the altar. The women would go on one side and the men go on the other to tarry. And man, she hadn't got up to the altar good. She fell out under the power. And they told her, the pastor said, you need to be baptized. They're talking about water baptized right now in the pond. It was wintertime. She said, well, okay, if that's what we need to do. And so we all got in the car, went to the pond, pitch dark. Out in the country, cold, not as cold as it is right now up north, but cold for wintertime. And they kept telling her, just believe when you go under the water, just believe when you start coming up that you'll be filled with the Holy Ghost. You'll be filled with the cold. Just believe it. Well, she never heard anything about it, yeah or nay. She thought, that's how you do it, so just believe that. Boy, sometimes it helps not to have heard a bunch of tradition and junk. Well, sure enough, they tromped out in the mud in this little pond, and it was cold sitting on the bank. She said it felt like warm bath water to her. She was in the Spirit. And they took her on out in the water, and they baptized her. And she said from the time she started coming up, that's what she's believing, she starts speaking in tongues under the water. And did you speaking in tongues? Oh, man, that Pentecostal bunch came apart, man. They shouted. Because a lot of people would seek, tarry, and not get filled. So, man, this was something. She had a great experience in the Lord. I mean, for 3 days and nights, she didn't eat. She didn't sleep. She didn't need to. She was in the glory of God. Hallelujah. And then after all that, I'm still not filled. And I'm Pentecostal. I mean, my granddad gave the land for the Pentecostal church to be built on. My grandma is the secretary treasurer for 50, 60 years, whatever it was. And a little Catholic girl shows up and just like that receives. I'm thinking, God. And I'm still out in the woods going, God, talk to me. Please talk to me. Now, you're laughing like you never did any of this. And one reason I brought that up is because during that time, I came back to tarry some more. And I remember one night, the Spirit of God came. And of course, I didn't know it was Him. I didn't know anything about it. But you just sense this wonderful power and this presence and this peace and this joy. And I couldn't even stay straight up. I was bent over like a wet noodle over the altar. And I began to hear ka-plunk, ka-plunk, ka-plunk. All the men up there with me fell out under the pile. And I can barely even raise my head. And you know what I'm hollering? Oh God, give me the Holy Ghost. Oh God, please. Please give me the Holy Ghost. And you know what he's saying? Hey, it's me. Hello. And I'm so dense. I did not yield to him. I did not respond to him. Now, thank God. Eventually, I did, obviously. I got a hold of some teachings by Brother Kenneth Hagin. And how to, you know, 7 steps, I believe it was, how to receive the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Help me out. But the big thing I needed to learn was how to yield to Him. How to respond to Him. My problem wasn't getting Him to give me the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost. He's been here ever since. And anybody that will receive Him and yield to Him are going to experience infilling and utterance. Yes. Someone said, well, I didn't get any utterance. It's because you didn't yield far enough. That's right. Well, that's not for everybody. It is for everybody. Yes. For everybody that will yield. Yes. Being filled, speaking in tongues is for every believer. Yes. It's just a matter of learning how to yield. But it's the reason I bring it up is because it's exactly the same thing that people say, there's no proof of God. People say, God won't talk to me. These things are not true.
Amen.
It's a matter of discerning Him, identifying Him, and responding to Him.
Amen.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, My Sheep Hear My Voice, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.